what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
Amos and Andy Show with Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Lillian Randolph, Roy Glenn, Sarah Berner, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Freeman Gosden. You know, the real test of any product is whether or not it gives you the satisfaction you want from it. That's why my partner, Charlie Carell, and I never grow tired of urging you and all of our friends to try Rexall drug products. For almost 50 years, Rexall drug products have been used by literally millions of people with complete satisfaction. 10,000 independent family druggists aren't fooling when they tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Well, for the past 6 months, the Kingfish has been stalling off his creditors, but the creditors have grown a little impatient and are closing in. As a result, the Kingfish has had to use all his ingenuity to fend off the attack.
Mr. Landlord, yes, well, I'll be here. Drop by any time. Incidentally, I got the bubonic plague. hello? The grocer? Oh, no, this is George Stevens' brother. Yeah, well, we laid poor George away this morning. Yeah, well, don't ask me. You just have to get a gopher to serve that summons. I don't know. Well, Sapphire, that'll hold him for a while.
I tell you, George, something's got to be done about it. All these bills we owe, and these poor tradespeople who work so hard calling up all the time for their money. George, it's a shame the way they has to keep calling up, and you just got to do something about it.
Well, you're right, honey, you're right. And I'm going to do something about it tomorrow.
What you going to do?
I'm going to have the phone taken out.
George, this is serious. The butcher done even cut off our credit.
Yeah, well, go to another one.
George, we done changed butchers 16 times this year. We can't get no credit this side of the Bronx River Parkway. Now, see here, George Stevens, we can't go on like this. Didn't you see in today's paper there was 4 pages of jobs being offered?
Well, now listen, honey. I went through that paper with a fine-tooth comb. I done checked every ad in that paper.
Oh, you did, George?
Yeah, and there ain't one of them that would take an old lady like you.
Now, see here. You just got to get out and get a job, and that's all there is to it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, let's examine the thing now. Suppose I got a job, and I worked hard, and I was making a good salary. The next thing, you'd be running around with society women's, and you'd want a car. On the way to the bridge club, you runs over somebody with the car. Then while you neglecting me, I falls in love with my secretary. You jumps off the Empire State Building, the gal's boyfriend finds out about me and the secretary, and shoots us both. Oh, I tell you, honey, work is just too dangerous a thing to mess with. Henry Van Porter, come in.
Hello, Kingfish. And even though you has never experienced the joys of motherhood, may I wish you a happy Mother's Day?
Well, thank you. That's mighty sweet of you and all, but, you know, I ain't too happy today because, well, I got to get my hands on some money or go to work.
Money? Well, maybe you could raise a mortgage on this beautiful lodge hall of yours.
No, I had a little bad luck the last time I tried that.
You did, huh?
You see, the bank sent the appraiser over, and coming up the front stairs, the dry rot give way, and he went right through the front porch. He broke his leg and sued us for $3,000. He had to raise 3 more mortgages to pay off the appraiser, you see.
Yes, well, I say, Kingfish, look out the window there. Look at that big black limousine that just pulled up in front of the lodge hall.
Yeah, look at that. Boy, to ride in a car that big and long, a fella's either got to have money or rigor mortis.
Hey, Kingfish, look at the old war horse the chauffeur's helping out of the thing.
Look at them furs on that one. And them sparklers round her neck and on her wrists, up her arm. And look at that, will you?
I'll say. She's throwing off more light than the Marquis at the Savoy Ballroom.
Yeah. And look at that big sparkler laying up there on the chest there. Yeah, that looked like the super chief pulling into Albuquerque at midnight. Look, Henry, she coming in here, too.
Yes, she is.
Oh, I know what to do. Maybe she done run out of gasoline or something.
Yes, yes.
Now, wait a minute. Come in. Madam, when your jewelry quiets down, can I help you?
Yes, my name is Ramona Thompson, and I's looking for an Andrew H. Brown.
Andrew H. Brown, yeah. Look, madam, among all the chinchilla and diamonds you got on there, you ain't got no summons tucked away on you, is you?
See here, I'm looking for Andrew H. Brown, and I'm most anxious to get in touch with him. It's a very important matter.
No, it is, huh? Well, it seems I has heard the name of the stranger you're looking for, Andrew Brown. But then again, excuse me for protruding, but that diamond sitting up on your chest there, the one about the size of a rutabaga. Tell me, that, is by any chance, is that the real thing?
Why, of course, it cost $18,000.
Well, like I say, I'll have my dear old pal Andy Brown get in touch with you as soon as I can, you see?
Well, here's my card with my address and telephone number on it. My name is Ramona Thompson.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What'd you think of that, Henry?
Well, Kingfish, here we was talking about money, and in walks a fat Fort Knox. And she's interested in Andrew H. Brown.
Henry, I always knew that someday my ship would come in, but I never knew it would have a 24-carat poop deck. I never...
Good morning, Kingfish.
Well, welcome in, Andy, partner dear. Glad to see you, boy.
Kingfish, what you up to?
Oh, not a thing, Andy, not a thing. I just sitting here thinking how much I done for you during your lifetime and how indebted you must feel toward me and how if you ever come into any good fortune, you'd be only too glad to reciprocate. It's funny how a fella's mind will pick a subject at ransom like that.
Yeah. Your mind ain't picked on that subject at ransom since the time I inherited that $3,000. What's up, Kingfish?
Well, I want to break it to you slowly, Andy. Now, I want you to draw on your imagination, boy. Now, look here. Now, you take a bucket of lard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that ain't a very pretty thing by itself, is it?
No, I grant you that.
But if you takes that same bucket of lard and drapes a chinchilla coat around it, and then loads it up with 20 or 30 pounds of diamonds, and then drive it up in a Rolls Royce, you has got what the poet Keats refers to as a thing of beauty and joy forever, ain't it?
Kingfish, by any chance, would you be referring to a female bucket of lard?
And what do the name Ramona Thompson mean to you?
Ramona? Ramona? Kingfish, did you say Ramona Thompson? Oh, no.
Holy smokes, the big slob done fainted. It looks like there's going to be more money in this thing than I thought it was.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Bismarex is a good example. This popular Rexall antacid often neutralizes excess stomach acidity in less than 1 minute, eases gastric distress, soothes and protects irritated stomach membranes. Make a habit of asking for Bismarex, 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 at any Rexall drugstore.
Where is I?
Oh, you be all right, Andy. You coming around.
Oh, Kingfish, what happened?
Well, I don't know, Andy. All I done was mention Ramona Thompson and you...
Ramona?
No. Now, wait a minute, you. Don't collapse on me again. I done sprained my sacro cackerjack the last time you... I take it from the way you've been falling on your face around here that at one time you and this here Ramona was romantically declined toward one another, is that right?
Yeah, Kingfish. I thought that old flame had really died. But when you mentioned her name there, I realized the pilot light is still burning.
Well, now tell me, boy, how did you ever meet a gal like that? Now explain that to me. What is the story on it?
Well, I tell you, it was back when I was about 19 years old. I was spending the summer at that beach resort, Sandy Point. My first day there, I took a running dive off the pier into what I thought was 20 feet of water. I tell you, Kingfish, my head must have driven that iron pilot 4 feet into the ocean bed.
Yeah, well, what happened then, Andy?
Well, I come up for the third time, and I was thrashing around in the water there. And I noticed somebody swimming out towards me. Help! Help! Help me!
Take it easy, big boy. Are you having trouble?
Yeah, I was drowning. Yeah, I can't get my... I'm going down. I can't...
Hello.
Now, look, just relax and let me get my arm under your waist here. There you are.
Yeah.
And look, now I'll tow you to shore. Huh? Yeah. There. That's better. Oh, am I holding you too tight?
Nope.
Well, is there something wrong?
Yeah. How about me towing you for a while?
Now, just relax. Just relax.
Oh, me. I thought we'd never make it to the shore.
Now, there you are. Lie down. Easy does it. Now, turn over on your back like this. You've swallowed a lot of water. Now, let me get my hands on your sides like this. One, two.
What is this you doing?
Why, this is artificial respiration.
Yeah, well, if this is the artificial stuff, I'd sure like to see the real thing.
Now, just relax. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right.
Well, so that's how you met Ramona Thompson, huh, Andy?
Yeah, Kingfish, it wasn't much of a step from artificial respiration to smooching. Me and Ramona went together that summer, all that summer. Then she went away and I never seen her again. Her papa had all kind of money, too.
And I got news for you. Ramona Thompson was in this morning looking for you. She was dripping with diamonds and had a car to chauffeur. She done left a card here with her address and telephone number on it.
Oh, you see there, Kingfish? They never forgets old Loverboy Brown.
Now, slow down, boy. Slow down. Just a minute, Loverboy. After all, you know, that was 20 years ago.
You mean she has changed?
Well, Andy, you has heard that quotation of Shakespeare, that age does not wither, nor time destroy a woman's beauty.
Yeah, I has heard that.
But that boy Shakespeare never got a load of nothing like Ramona. In short, Andy, the Merry Mermaid of Sandy Point is now a 300-pound sea lion.
Kingfish, you mean that Ramona is that bucket of lard you was referring to?
Well, that's right, Andy, but now listen, I done checked on her. She loaded, she got jewels, a car, a chauffeur, a Big East stayed up on the Hudson with a swimming pool and everything. And Andy, she looking for you. That means she's still in love with you. Now think what it would mean if you could marry her.
Yeah, but listen, I am still the romantic type.
Yeah, well, there'll still be romance in it, Andy, but instead of asking her for a hand, ask her for a balance sheet. That's all you got.
Oh, yeah. Come on, let's go over and see her.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. Wait a minute, Joe.
What's the matter?
I'm just looking at you here. Don't forget she ain't seen you for 20 years neither. In the Garden of Love, you ain't exactly right off the vine yourself, you know.
What you mean by that? What?
Well, confidential, you look like the Aphis has been picking at you, boy.
Yeah, you was right. When I looked at myself in the mirror these mornings, I'll admit I does have to fight my breakfast down. But what can I do about it, Kingfish?
Well, Anna, I think if we pool our resources, we might get somewhere. Now, I tell you what we'll do, Anna. We'll slim you down. Get something to hold your stomach in. Buy you some high-class clothes. With a whirlwind courtship, who knows, Andy, you might be able to sweep off a feet before your girdle breaks and lets the cat out the bag.
Come in. Yes, what is it, Raymond?
Miss Thompson, Mr. Stevens just called. He says he's located Andrew H. Brown.
Oh, fine, fine.
There's just one thing. He said this fellow Brown was looking forward to seeing you again.
Andrew Brown? I don't remember knowing anyone by that name. I got this Andrew H. Brown's name from the unemployment office when I told them I needed someone to help out with the gardening.
Yes, he should help immensely with the spring plotting.
Now here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Many people mistakenly buy four different antiseptics to do four different jobs. They use one as a mouthwash, another as a gargle, another as a breath deodorant, and still another for the care of minor burns, scratches, and cuts. Yet there is one product that does all these jobs.
Well, then, mister, tell me what it is.
Why, ma'am, it's Rexall MI-31.
MI-31. Well, why the odd name?
Well, MI-31 is the designation of a special antiseptic formula that kills contacted germs almost instantly. Yet it will not harm the most delicate membranes of the mouth and throat. That's why it can do all the jobs I mentioned with such effectiveness. And here's an added note of economy. Rexall gives you a full pint of MI-31 at the same price as other well-known antiseptics of smaller quantity.
Well, mister, I'm switching to MI-31.
Then ask for it at any Rexall drugstore.
Yeah, just lift your chin up there a little higher, Andy. That's it. Now, hold right still there. Tying the good here for you. There he is. Oh, boy, I got this tie all tied up good there. Now look in the mirror there, boy.
Yeah. Oh, be my love, oh, be my love. Oh, no. No, no, how'd I look, Kingfish?
Oh, you sharp as a tack there, boy. And that frou-frou water you got on yourself there or something, boy. That really pings your nostrils, don't it?
Yeah, well, that's my own mixture, Kingfish. I took some eau de cologne and blended it with some citronella and energine. It gives you that clean, outdoor effect. And on top of that, while I'm smooching, there ain't gonna be no flies crawling around on top of my head, neither.
Oh, you gonna sweep this Ramona Thompson right off her feet, Andy. You know, you really look trim and military in that new suit you got there. Yeah. That motorcycle belt that you was wearing under your shirt really holds in good there, too.
That's a dog, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, Andy, this proves that you is really the lover boy of all times. This gal remembering you after all these years.
Oh, listen, Kingfish. When a gal goes with me, it's like the cowboy that sat on the hot branding iron. He might have not enjoyed the experience, but he carried a tender memory for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and she is still Mr. Ramona Thompson. Now, you know what that means, Andy? That must mean that she is not only looking for you for one thing, Andy, and that is wedlock.
Wedlock, huh?
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, I was locked in there with you too, boy. We're going to make a charming quartet. Me, you, her, and her money. Oh, we going to...
Just one thing, Kingfish. You think it was a good idea us sending that lawyer of ours, Calhoun, up to see her?
Oh, yeah, Andy. As your lawyer, you see, he can put the whole thing on the legal basis. Then after the marriage, we won't have no trouble slapping the happers cappers on the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we do.
Well, look here. It's 4:00 now. Calhoun should arrive at Ramona's estate by now. And you know, when that boy talks to her, everything is going to be all set.
Oh, yeah.
Come in. Yes, what is it, Raymond?
There's a person outside to see you. He says his name is Algonquin J. Calhoun.
Calhoun? Calhoun? I don't know anybody by that name. What does he look like?
Well, I say, madam, he's rather hard to describe. He looks a little like the man who came when the cat died. He says he's here about Andrew H. Brown.
Andrew H. Brown? Oh, yes, yes. He's the man that's going to help out with the gardening. Send Mr. Calhoun in.
Very good. Right this way, Mr. Calhoun.
Thank you, Boop.
Yes.
Madam, I'm here on behalf of my client, Andrew H. Brown. And I want to say on behalf of Mr. Brown that...
I'm over here. You're talking to the grandfather's clock.
Oh, yeah. Let me get my bifocals on, yeah. There we is. Now, that's better. Now, madam, let me say to you that,
What's wrong?
I think I'll go back and talk to the clock.
See here, what is it that you want?
Well, madam, to get right to the point, I done come here to talk about Andrew H. Brown. Andrew H. Brown, a man who is a sterling citizen, an upright gentleman, and an outstanding pillar of society. With all the charm and attributes of a bon vivant. In short, madam, you ain't getting no smoke.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Brown and I can work out a suitable arrangement.
I'll get you, you old rascal, you.
Well, you have Mr. Brown here at 9 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning and have him report to Raymond and he'll tell him his duties.
Report to Raymond? Explain his duties? Listen, madam, with Andrew H. Brown, you getting the boy that don't need no lessons.
You see here, what is this all about anyway? A man sending a lawyer just to see about a job as an assistant gardener.
Gardener? But Andy Brown is your old flame from Sandy Point.
What is you talking about, you little shrimp? I never heard of Andy Brown in my life.
Now, wait a minute, Jill. Wait a minute. Didn't you used to live in Sandy Point?
Sure, we went there every summer. My papa had a big house on the point.
Well, then don't you remember Andy Brown? He hit his head on the steel pilot and you pulled him out the water.
Listen, that summer I was looking for a husband. Oh. I was a champion swimmer and used to get on that beach and stay from dawn till nightfall.
Oh.
That summer I pulled everything out that water from a 9-month-old baby to a 12-foot barracuda. Oh. I don't remember no Andrew H. Brown. I was looking for some extra help and got his name from the unemployment office. Now, you get out of here before I have my butler throw you out.
All right, I'm going. But there's just one more question I want to ask you before I leave.
What is it?
Madam, is you married now?
No, I ain't never been married.
I thought so. With that face of yours, you should have settled for the barracuda.
Yes, Andy, I tell you, Calhoun will have everything smoothed out for you, boy.
Oh, yeah. I bet she's on her hands and knees right now begging him to get me to marry her.
Oh, yeah. You see, by sending Calhoun over there, that's one of the smartest things we done ever done.
Yeah, indeed.
See, he being a lawyer, he can go over there and twist her in a knot, you see,
because
women don't know how to act. Oh, yeah. Hello?
Kingfish, this is Calhoun.
Oh, yeah. How'd you make up?
Kingfish? I got bad news for you. That old toad don't want Andy's no husband. She don't even remember him. She got his name from the unemployment office and wants him as a gardener. I'm sorry. Tough luck. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Well, like I was saying, Kingfish, when a gal once meets me, she remembers me till the cows come home.
Andy, I got news for you. It's roundup time in the old corral.
Kingfish, I don't like the way you was looking. You got the same expression on your face as you did the day the doctor told you that your mother-in-law was going to live.
Well, lover boy, there's been a little hitch.
Hitch? You mean everything ain't all right with me and Ramona?
Well, Andy, you know how we was quoting poetry before?
Yeah, I remember.
I assure that you are familiar with the words of Robert Burns about the best laid plans of mice and men.
Yeah.
Well, you and the rats is in trouble. And the gal don't even remember you. She ain't got no idea who you are, don't know nothing about you. She wants you as a gardener.
What? She forgot me? She want me as a gardener? Me, the Don Juan of Lenox Avenue spreading vigor oak?
Yeah, well, that's how it is, boy. I guess you ain't the man you think you was. You walking around here all the time saying, ha, 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 they never forgets me and all that stuff.
Listen, Kingfish, she done loved me once. I ain't taking this thing laying down. I'm going to find some way to prove that Andy Brown is still the great lover.
Say, Andy, that's a great idea you got for winning Ramona Thompson back.
Oh, yeah. I told you I had brains, Amos. Ha!
Yeah, well, after hearing this idea you got, you know, I'm inclined to believe you.
Oh, yeah, Amos. You see, Ramona is a champion swimmer. And if she sees somebody in the water, she can't help going for him.
Yeah, son. If she pulls you out of the water again, she gonna fall in love with you all over, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's working out fine. You see, she got that big swimming pool on her east state. And I done found out that she has supper on the terrace every night. So I'm going up there this evening, and I'm going to throw myself in the swimming pool and holler for help.
Yeah, then she pulls you out of the water and falls in love with you all over, huh?
Yeah, I go way up in the air, do a jackknife, and make a big splash so she'll hear me.
Yeah, that's the stuff, boy.
Oh, by the way, Raymond, what time is it?
Just 9 o'clock.
I'll have my after-dinner coffee out here on the terrace.
Very good, madam. Oh, by the way, the painters will be here tomorrow, so I did exactly as you instructed. I drained the swimming pool this afternoon.
Again, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Whenever you have a headache, remember there's no faster-acting aspirin than Rexall aspirin. When swallowed with water, the 5 full grains of pure aspirin in every Rexall tablet are ready to go to work for you even before they reach your stomach. And remember this also. In the 100-tablet bottle, Rexall aspirin costs you barely more than half a cent per tablet. Ask for Rexall aspirin at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we would appreciate you visiting your friendly Rexall druggist. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
This week is National First Aid Week, May 13th through 19th. 7 days when your Rexall family druggist calls your attention to the great need for proper first aid knowledge and first aid necessities that so often save lives. This week, drop into the Rexall family druggist in your town or neighborhood. He'll be glad to tell you the essential first aid items that you should always have on hand. And be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present The Amos and Andy Show. The Amos and Andy Show is written by Joe Conley, Bob Bozier, and Bob Ross. Stay tuned for the Edgar Berg and Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Ken Niles speaking. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.